included. Blog Talk Radio.
And so no matter what comes up against me, amen, if God is for me, who or what can be against me? You know, a lot of times we worry about people, but it's God for you. God is more than the people that come against you. You have to realize that as Joseph, God gave Joseph favor, he will give you favor also. And we need to start realizing we got favor, and the things we've been trying to do, the things we've been trying to accomplish, go on. Step out on faith on God and believe that you got God's favor on your life, because that's part of the benefit for serving God. Step out on faith a little bit, amen. Praise God. Amen. Jesus took 39 stripes on his back so that we can be healed. He said, now, if you serve me and you serve me right, I'll heal you, amen. If you walk upright for me, I'll heal you, amen. The Bible says he won't withhold Isaiah 55. He won't hold any good thing from those that walk upright. You doing things that you know ain't right, that'll condemn you. But can't nobody else condemn you, because God has cleared you of all wrongdoing. That's what it means. Nobody can charge you with any wrong done. Only you and God. It's between you and God. And so if you don't let no devil, no person, not anyone get between you and God, there's nothing can stop you from making it into the kingdom of God. Amen.
Line unmuted.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, saints of God.
Good morning.
Good morning, saints of God.
Good morning.
No. Good morning, saints of God.
Morning.
Hallelujah. It is a good morning, because we're here to see it. Okay, I don't wonder about that, though. Blessed to be here, blessed to be come. But Paul, like Paul said, was a man. That's a man. Along with Christ. I just want to thank God for his goodness this morning, for his mercy this morning, for his grace this morning, that he woke us all up this morning, clothing our right mind, helping our bodies, strengthening our bodies. So we're here on our own car, don't not in a wheelchair, not on walkers, not on cane. You know, I have some. But anyway, I try to make it on my own as best as I can. But anyway, sometimes I do need help. Sometimes, but you know, we all do. So now we're gonna go into the service. We're gonna have our prayer about Minister Prevost.
Amen. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you,
Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. In your name, no other Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Yes.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Thank you for your revelation.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Give my testimony right now. I just want to thank God, you know, that He is a good God and He does answer prayer. And sometimes He let us go through things to show us that He's real. For one thing, in our lives, you know, for you be saying, oh, He's not real. Where is He? You know, all this stuff going on in the world, where is He? But He is real. And I was, Tiffany, she's on Facebook and talking about Hurricane Wayne. You know how he felt so wrong in his last disciple so he could eat it. Now he goes to kindergarten in preschool. And she said, prayer does work. You know, I know her daddy in the whole little prayer line was praying for him. And he had come a long way from the little boy that went to preschool. He has, and we thank God for that, you know. And I just thank God, you know, for my husband and my children, all of my children. I have so many of them, and I thank God for them. And they love me like they real mom, and that's what gets me, you know. And I just thank God, you know, that for my grandchildren, I've been having my great grandchildren. And, you know, on this Cavante, you know, he really, truly believed that I'm his nanny. And, you know, and I just, in awe, and when he introduced me, he said, this is my nanny. You know, say this is my God. This is my nanny. You know, and I just so in awe of they, how they love me, you know, and I just thank God that he loves me even more than they do. And I just thank God, you know, I'm going to tell it. I went to do a colonoscopy on Thursday. And, you know, and I got the news is, you know. But anyways, you know, I know it's in God's hands and my hands because I need to get my own self together, my own health together. You know, we can go through stuff, but we need to learn how to change our eating habits, I'm not preaching, and do things that, you know, will help our body. And I'm just all folks. Just keep me in your prayer. That's the purpose of the page. You know, God knows what's going on. Anyway, I just want to thank everyone in my life, you know, and they love, they share with me. Even you all, guys, you know, I know y'all love me, and I thank you for your love and your prayers. Okay. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. He blessed me once. He blessed me twice. He blessed me all of my life. Oh, God smiled on me. He's been good to me. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. We're blind, but now I see. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. He's been good. He's been good. He's been good to me. He's been good. He's been good. He's been good to me.
Yeah.
He's been good. He's been good. He's been good. He's been good to me. Oh, yes, he has. He's been good. He's been good to you. He's been good to me. I thank him for being good to everyone else. And the sound of his voice today, I know he hear our prayers, he hear everything we do, we see the thing we do, you know. You can't hide anything from him. We can hide from my husband. He can hide things from Mac all the time. And I said, well, God feed me. So I'm not sure how God feed you. She sees everything, so why hide and get in bed? I can say this something. Anyway. Yeah, you're right. You know what I'm going to say? Cause I was like, what? Because I stopped, you know, not doing the God seeing you, so why hide? Amen. Thank you.
Your
auntie.
Hey.
Oh, how wonderful it is just to know that he is mine and I am his. Oh, how wonderful it is. Just to know that he is mine and I am his. I don't have to worry about the things ahead. All I got to do is trust him and believe in what he says. I can call him in the morning. I can call him in the middle of the night. Ooh. It doesn't matter how big the problem may be. Jesus said he'll take care of me. Jesus said that he'll take care of me. Oh, how marvelous it is. And to know that he is mine and I am his. Oh, how marvelous it is. And to know that he is mine and I am his. I don't have to worry about the things ahead. All I got to do is trust him and believe in what he said. I can call him in the morning. I can call him in the middle of the night. Ooh, it doesn't matter how big the problem may be. Jesus said he'll take care of me. He promised. Jesus said he'll take care of me. He promised. Jesus said he'll take care of you. He promised. Jesus said that he'll take care of us. He promised. He promised. He promised. He promised. He'll take care of me. Jesus said that he'll take care of me. He promised. He promised. Jesus said that he'll take care of me.
Yeah.
He promised. Hallelujah. He is God that cannot break his promise. Hallelujah to that. Hallelujah. He is God that cannot break his promise. His promise is yea and amen. And I thank God that he does not break his promise and to me and you. So we are all his children, and I have no more than you have. The way you perceive and see things, they make, well, tomorrow we have more than you have because we perceive it. But it's the kingdom walk, and we all on this walk together.
Yes.
You can't go no further than I come. I used to have a car reading, they'd be racing to me. Oh, you know, they be packing you like two past, you know, and you just, okay. Then you just like, they don't too. Mm-hmm. So, even no brother, you did. You know, they had the light, you had the light. Everybody got a little faster, but it was the same, probably the same time. Yes, you know. But in this thing, I guess it is, and some were going to get there a little faster than others. At the end of the day, we all saints with Jesus. Hallelujah. Know the place I'd rather be than in Jesus. I think that would be all I'm doing this morning. Now I'm going to turn in the hand of my handsome rear dresser. Matt Page, hallelujah.
Not really. Hey, praise God, praise God. Amen. Thank God for Sister Paige there, amen. That you know, we talk about he promised us something, and he's going to do what he said he's going to do. And we just got to believe it and stand on it, and God will bring it to pass. And that's what it's when we talk about, turn it on. That's what we talk about when we put our trust in God. We got to have our trust in God. Yeah, yeah. See, I don't have no one else I can trust now. Amen. I don't like to say it that way sometimes, but you get to a place in life where You can't depend on nobody else. Amen. They can say I can depend on her. But amen. But it gets like that, and then God has to let you see that sometime, that people will let you down sometime, and God allow those people to let you down so that he can show you and help you to realize you can trust me. Mm-hmm. Amen. And when we don't have nobody else, then we can always trust on God. Amen. And so I've come to a place that I know a lot of things take place, and I start looking at things that take place. I start looking at those things as a way God is teaching me how to trust in him. And when I say, you know, when we walk by faith and you walk by faith and not by sight, and then it lets you know you can't even trust what you're looking at sometimes. You can't even trust what you're looking at with your own eyes. And so, therefore, you have to believe in the thing that you can't see more than the things that you can see. And this is why we have faith, what we call faith. Faith is the evidence of that not seen. And God is not seen, so we have faith in an unseen thing, amen. But we know that the unseen person is real, amen, because of what we see him do, amen, amen. Well, when you look at the creation each and every day that I look at creation, I know someone put the sun there. Someone put the moon there. Someone made the clouds. Somebody made the rain. Amen. And somebody made the stars. And somebody made the earth and everything therein. So even though I can't see him, I see the thing that he created. It let me know there is a God somewhere. Amen. Hallelujah. I can't see him. I know he said he was in me now, amen, because I received him, and he said, I'm in you now, amen. I'm a spirit, and I can be anywhere, at any time, at any place. And so, therefore, you can always trust in me because I can be anywhere.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so there should be no place you go and not be conscious that God is with you, amen. That he's there wherever you are, whatever given situation that you're in, you have to always be conscious that he's with me. I don't know how he could feel the whole earth. If I've been part of the earth, and let God be with me. And this is the thing that we come to tell people, you have to come learn how to trust in God, amen. You can't trust in things anymore. Amen. Sometimes we make money our God, but money, you can't trust money no more. Amen. You know, that used to be something that we could look up to and say that, you know, I got a little bit and you can trust in it. But time now, you can't even trust in your money because you don't know whether you're going to have any money in the bank tomorrow or not.
Right.
Huh? Somebody take it from you? But not only somebody take it from, you know, even when we look at the government itself, they might even take it from you. Back in the days of the Depression, amen, my grandmother had a little money in the bank. And they took her money. She was poor already, but they took the little bit that she did have. And the little bit she did have, she thought she could trust in it. She thought she had it in a safe place. And even though she thought she had it in a safe place, it ended up it wasn't as safe as she thought it was. Come on, we can't trust nobody but God, amen.
Amen.
God ain't going to take nothing from you, amen. God didn't come to take, amen. God came to give, amen.
Amen.
And so when you're going to serve somebody that's going to give you something, not somebody that's going to take something.
Amen.
Trust in God.
Amen.
Make sure that you got your faith in God. Especially in these last days.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
We're going to have to trust God for everything.
Amen.
Amen. You might have to trust God for the water you drink.
Mm-hmm.
You might have to trust God for the food you eat.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You might have to trust God to even keep you warm when it's cold. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We got to learn how to put our confidence where. Yeah. Your confidence has got to be in God. It can't be in people. Or things, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And this is what I wanted to say this morning because
down all the time. And you put a little confidence in them. And then as soon as you put a little confidence in them, they let you down.
Mm-hmm.
They turn their back on you. They go in the opposite direction that you're going, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what you have done for them, no matter how much you've done for them, they'll still turn their back on you.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll walk away from you. Come on, you can't trust nobody for God, amen.
Amen.
Come on, amen.
Amen.
We got to learn how to trust in God for your everyday need, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I got a lot of trust in God. Trust in God. We even got to get where we trust in God for our healing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
You know, you get where you can't even trust the doctors.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. The doctors will let you down, amen.
Yeah, amen.
Somebody that was supposed to be someone that God gave him the mind to be able to save life, and you can't even trust him for that either. I don't know, you know, people that don't know the Lord, I don't know what they're depending on. I don't know what they have trust in. And everything you see today seems to be fake.
Amen.
And it seems like nothing real no more, amen.
Amen.
People are not even real. Things are not even real. You know, you get a piece of... You try to put on a piece of gold and it'd be fake. You get a diamond and what do you call it, Iconium? Everything. You can't trust in anything. And the only thing that we as the people of God are going to have to learn how to trust in God, amen. Praise God. That God will make a way, amen. Come on, he'll make a way somehow, amen.
Amen.
When there seems to be no way, you got to trust God to make a way. Now, when I get in my crutch, whatever I can. I might get in my little, if I get a little foxhole or wherever I am, you know, I get into something. I can't depend on nobody else to get me out.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And so today, you know, we just said we got to learn how to trust in God. And God always wanted us to know that we can trust in him when we can't trust in nobody else. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Even when they went to war, you know, they thought they had somebody helping them, and they found out the people who they went to war were going to help them. They turned their backs on the land, and then they end up having to trust in God. God had to come fight their battle for them, baby. So we have to learn how to let God fight our battle. I told my brother, I said, stop defending yourself, brother. I said, stop defending yourself. And so no matter what's going on, don't defend yourself. Hmm? I mean, if what they say is true, then you repent, amen.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, there's no need of going out trying to defend yourself. Nope. There's no need of going out taking up for yourself. No matter what they're saying about you, then you're not going to go up and say, hey, you need to quit talking about me. You need to stop talking. No. God said, I'll fight your battle. I'll be yours. I'll be your deliverer, amen. I'll deliver you. Don't worry about what they're saying, amen. Because everything they're saying, amen, I'll cause their words to fail if they say about you, amen. So sometimes we have to realize it's good that people are talking about you.
Mm-hmm.
We don't normally like that. But it's good sometimes because, you know, when other people talk about you, they put you down, but God actually raise you up.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody would have noticed you if somebody hadn't been talking about you.
Yeah.
See, we don't like to look at it that way. We don't like to see it the way that God wants us to see it.
Goodbye.
So, but we look at it different than the way God does. That's why God said, well, my thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways. I do things different than the way the world do it. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I fight different than the way the world fights. They fight with sticks and stone, but I got all creation, amen. I can turn loose on. Hallelujah. So stop trying to fight your battle. Stop trying to take up for yourself. Is that what they said about you? Just say, okay, and keep moving.
Amen.
Huh?
Yep.
That's where you have it. Just say, okay, and keep moving. And then they get upset if you don't say nothing back. Because they want you Amen. But no, I'm letting God fight my battle. I'm letting God to take up for me. Amen. I'm just going to live upright and do what's right. And I know God, what God is going to fight my battle. God is going to see me through this situation.
Yes.
So whatever situation that you're in, you got to believe that God's going to take care of you. You don't have nobody else. And you can't trust your government.
Yep.
Amen. And you can't trust your doctor. You can't trust the lawyer. They lie.
Amen.
They cheat.
Amen.
They just after your money. Amen. And then even when you file suit against somebody, they get the biggest portion of it. It was supposed to be your money, but they got it.
Mm-hmm.
All in a class action suit, you know. How you end up with $3.75.
Something like that.
$3.75. Called a class action suit. and the suit was worth millions. And after they divided between everybody, I got $3.75. The lawyers took the billions and gave us a few dollars. You can't even trust your lawyer today to represent you correctly, amen? So, but God can represent you, amen? But he said, I'll be a lawyer to you, amen? But when you need my help, amen, I'll be a lawyer to you, amen? And whatever they're saying about you, amen, I'll defend you, amen? See, this is why God tells us to live the life that we're supposed to live, because your life can defend against the enemy that speaks evil against you. That is why you have to be upright. A lot of times we say, be upright just to go to heaven. That ain't the reason you're upright. Jesus has always made a way for you to get to heaven. That has always been faith. He said, your real purpose of living right is to glorify me. That's because that's what I created you for. And when you got out of sync with me, you wasn't glorifying me. You was glorifying the one who you gave yourself to, and therefore you couldn't glorify me, so I had to come and save you because I called you for that particular purpose.
Amen.
Because what? We are righteous by faith in Christ Jesus. That's my righteousness, amen. I'm righteous by faith because of what Jesus did and not what I do.
Right.
If I had to be righteous by what I do, you know I ain't going to make it. You know you're not going to make it, amen? But you're righteous because of the blood of Jesus. So when I say that I'm putting my confidence in Jesus, then I've got to trust what he did.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to accept his word. If his word says, amen, that I think it's 2 Corinthians 5 and 21, I believe. But what he said, we have been made righteous by the blood of Jesus. I've got to trust that word that I've been made righteous. Because why would God lie to me? Why would God tell me something that is not? Why would God lead me wrong? He told me that I am. Why would God say that I am when I'm not?
Right.
These things that were spoken by the word of God, amen. And so I have to learn how to trust the word of God. That is the word of God that delivers me.
Amen.
Hmm?
Yes.
It's the word of God that sets me free.
Mm-hmm.
It is God is going to set myself free. It's their God truth is going to make me free.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? So hold on to the truth, amen. See, if you want to fight against the devil because of his tactics, you got to hold on to the truth that if what Jesus did is the reason that I am, I'm going to hold on to that because I know that that's where my protection is. If I can't trust in God's word, then what can I trust in? If I can't trust in the one that created me, then who? I've got to trust in God. God always, when he gave his word, he wanted to give his word so that we could have confidence in his word. He brags on himself sometimes, amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll brag on himself because of who he is, amen.
Yeah.
And so therefore, because of who he is, he has a right to say what he said, but we're going to trust in his word, amen.
Amen.
Are you going to trust him when you get down that, well, he's going to lift you up, amen? Because if you don't trust in that word, then you would get in a fear in the situation that you Because I want you to be able to trust in my word when you can't trust in anything else. Amen. And so sometimes he helps us trouble. And the reason he allows trouble to come into your life is to see whether or not you want to trust him while you're in your trouble. Somebody said, well, we should never get in trouble when we serve God. But well, where did that lie come from? Huh? Everything ought to be good. Everything's supposed to be good. No, 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 no. You see, we might not realize that why we are created in the image of God. See, the reason we are created in the image of God, because just as God was, God solves problems, you're supposed to be able to solve the problem that you get into. See, Jesus came to solve our problems for what we had gotten ourselves into. He said, I allow you to have problems so you can learn how to solve. See, when you go to school, you know, when you went to the college or you went to high school, they gave you a problem so you could solve it. They already knew how to solve the problem. The teacher that gave it to you already knew how to solve the problem. But the reason they gave you the problem is to get your mind to working so that you can learn how to solve that problem on your own, amen. And so realize that God allows things to come in your life so that you can learn how to solve. Because if you never learn how to fix anything when something gets broken, amen, well, what do you want to do? So he has to allow things in your life so that you can learn how to solve. Because what? I made you like me. I solve problems, amen. You are in the image of God. And being that you was made in his image, you was made to do the same thing that he did. You are in the image of God. I want to go to Isaiah chapter 45 or 46. But listen to God say, I want you to have confidence in me. So when you have a problem, if you can't solve it, then that's when you call on me, when you can't do it on your own. When I said do it on your own, do it through me, amen. Do it through God. How does the scripture say? I can do all things what? Through him that what? That strengthened me, amen. That means I have the ability to do it. I have the strength to do it. And I can do it. And because I can do it, if I never step out to try to do it, well, how would the problem ever get? How would I ever know what I can do if I never step out on my own to do it? Isaiah 45. Listen to God. Listen to what God said, amen. 46. Isaiah 46. Because God likes to brag on himself. 46 in verse 9, amen. Now, note what he said, why we can trust him, amen. Amen. I'm not going to take long.
Remember the former things old. I am God.
But what he said? So, I mean, he wants to let you know who he is, amen.
Mm-hmm.
But remember the former things of old, for where I am God.
Hallelujah.
Read.
And there is none else.
So there's no other God besides it. So he wants you to know that there's no other God that you can trust.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other God you can depend on. You can't depend on statues. You can't depend on stone. You know, all the carved images and things that man began to trust in. He said, you can't trust in those things. Don't put no confidence in man, he said, because man will let you down.
Amen.
Somebody say, I'm God and there's nobody else. And if God is God and there's nobody else, then why are we looking to other things? Trying to find answers when things, amen, is not God.
Amen.
See, we want to make, see, what we want to do, we like to make God a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we raise him up as a thing, amen. Right. And the reason that man began to look at God as being a thing, because when man fell, he lost consciousness of God. When I say consciousness, amen. He lost the image of God, let me put it like that. Amen. He lost the image of God, and therefore, because he lost the image of God, he went out and made him some images because he wanted to say that was God, because they didn't know who God was and what God was like.
Amen.
And so they made a figure of something to say this is God. They made a figure of a calf, a golden calf. When they made the golden calf, you know, the ox is supposed to be an animal of strength. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? And because he was an animal of strength, they said, well, God is strong. God has power. God is And so they thought that animal was displaying an image because they had lost sight on the true God. And what is God? God is not an image. God is a spirit. And because they couldn't see God, then they tried to make an image of something in the likeness of God, tried to display God, or tried to have something to worship. But God said, I am God. Read on.
I am God, and there is none like me.
There's nobody like him? Is that what it is? There's no other God like me. So stop trying to what? Identify me with something else. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
See, we always like to put a certain image or a certain identity of God, and, you know, we make him this and we make him. He said, well, I'm all things. I'm just not one thing. I'm all things.
Amen.
I'm all things to all mankind, amen. I'm a savior, amen, to those who need to be saved. I'm a deliverer to the one who needs to be delivered. I'm a healer to the one who is sick, amen. I'm the one who, when you're lame, I cause you to walk, amen. If you can't talk, I cause the dumb to speak, amen.
Amen.
I cause the ears to be open. I cause your eyes to see. But I'm the one to even give you breath and life and cause you to move and have your being. I'm that only God that you can look to because what? If I created you, then I'm the only one that can fix you. You know, every time something gets broken, you fail to say, you take it back to the manufacturer.
Mm-hmm. And you fix it right.
Yeah. If you want it done right, mm-hmm. you take it back to the manufacturer.
Mm-hmm.
So God is the one who created you. God is the one that formed you and made you. So whenever you got a problem, a situation needs to be fixed, then you need to go back to the manufacturer.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Go back to the one that created you. Go back to the one that made you.
Yes.
Amen. Go back to the creator. Hallelujah. Go back to the manufacturer. So if I got a problem, make sure I go back to the manufacturer so that my problem can be solved because nobody else can fix it.
Amen.
You know, you got your car sometime. You take it to the shade tree. And you need to be fixed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when you take it down to the shade tree, and then he gets to fix it, you see a few some bolts left over. He got it to run, but he didn't get it to run right. Mm-hmm. So whatever you have need fixing, go back to the Creator.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's the only one that can do it. But listen to what he said. There's no, read on.
Verse 10.
Yeah, read.
Declare the end from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure.
So he said, declare the end to the beginning, amen. That means that God knows what? He knows what the end will be, and then he declared all the way back to the beginning, amen. And the reason God does that, amen, he's already... See, God already put it together before he starts. He don't wait for it to get started to finish. He finished first, and then he go back, work his way back. Let you know that I know everything's going to come to pass because what? I orchestrated that way, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I know how it's going to end before it started.
Amen.
And so whatever it is that you get into in your life, he already know how it ends before it started. Because he knows the what? He knows the end to the beginning, amen. Not the beginning to the end, but he knows the end to the beginning. So God said, I sat down and I counseled myself first. I thought about all that I wanted to do before I started the thing, amen. And so let all of you now that's getting ready to start your business, amen, or whatever it is you're getting ready to do in life, amen, you need to sit down, amen, amen, and counsel yourself, amen,
right.
So you know how you want it to end. Because if you don't know how you want it to end, you really won't know how to start it. This is what I want out of my life, amen. Huh? This is what God gave me a vision or a dream to do. So you got to set out what you got to do. You got to start counting the cost. Mm-hmm. God already knew that man was going to fall before he started. Mm-hmm. That is why they said before the foundation of the world, Jesus has already died. He said, well, how can he die before he created? He had already put it into place before it started.
Mm-hmm.
So when things went wrong, he was already ready for the wrong that was going to go wrong. He had everything in place in order to continue the work on, amen. Huh? Because he starts from the end to the beginning. Who knows that? Now, we might know how it started, but that we can kind of guess how it's going to end, but we really don't know, amen. But only God knows that end, amen.
Amen.
But to think about it, God knows where he created you for. He knew the purpose that he created you for, amen. Mm-hmm. That we all was created with purpose to give him glory, amen. He even fixed you before he started. Mm-hmm. 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 Hey, Sarah. See, God had already, he already knew what time you was coming. He already knew what time you going to leave, amen. He had already fixed that before he started with you. Before you got into the earth, God had already fixed everything, amen. To be in place, amen. He knew the trouble you was going to go through already, amen. He already had something in place to take care of it, amen. He knew what kind of sickness you was going to have. He already had something in place to take care of it, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
By his stripes, we are healed, amen.
Amen.
And he already knew that these things was going to take place. So whatever you get into, there's no reason to have fear, but continue in faith, believing and trusting in God, because he already knows. Well, what is it about you that God don't know about? Mm-hmm. My wife said, well, I was hiding from my husband, but God sees me, amen.
Amen.
Because whatever you do in the dark, God can see just as good in the dark as well as the light. So you can't hide nothing from him, amen. Because he said, I dwell in the darkness, amen. Hallelujah. And I bring light out of the darkness. And so you can't hide anything from God. So stop trying to hide from God, amen, and come on out and let him come forth and come on and make a confession, amen. If you got some sins, you got some darkness in your life, come on, just might as well confess it. God already knows about it. He knew he was going to have it before he created you.
Mm-hmm.
We just think now, because we're here, well, God don't know nothing about me. Well, he created you. He knows all about you.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, now that you're here, I created you with purpose. And I want you to fulfill my purpose in life. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what everybody's dream or what everybody's purpose is, because that's for you and God to work out. But God gives you a dream. He gives you a vision. When he gives you a dream or a vision, he can instill in his purpose in your mind or in your heart so that you can do that thing. Amen. So that is why you have dreams and visions. It's because God has instilled his purpose in you.
Mm-hmm.
He already knows what it is, but it's for you to find out what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It is for you to seek him, because remember, if I want to know my purpose now, I got to go back to the Creator.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to ask God, what you intended for me to do here on earth, Lord? I know you already know, because you worked it out before I got here, amen. Now everybody said, well, how is that? That's what you mean when you say predestined. In Ephesians chapter 1:1-4, he talked about we have been predestined to be, amen. That means predetermined beforehand. Before I brought, what did he tell Jeremiah chapter 1? Before you was even in your mother's womb, I knew you, and I ordained you to be a prophet unto the world, amen. To tear down and to build up, amen, and destroy. I created you for that purpose and for that reason, amen. And I knew what you were going to go through. You telling me you're in the dungeon, I already knew you were going to end up there. You telling me you got problems, I already knew you were going to have. Don't think I don't know, but what? I won't put no more on you than you're able to bear. I won't allow them to weigh you down any more than you can care, amen. But you got to trust me. Why do you carry the weight? I'm making you stronger. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know how whenever you want to get have strength and be strong and something, you know, you put some weights on sometimes when you're walking. Amen. When you're in training, you have on weights. When the runner's running. And he carried those weights until the day for him to run. And when he pulls off the weights, then he can run faster then, amen. So God said, you might have a little weight in your life right now, but I'm going to take off the weight after a while.
Hallelujah.
Come on, somebody. Amen.
Hallelujah.
You might be going through a little trouble there, but But I'm going to remove your trouble after a while. Amen. You might be going through a little pain right now, but I'm going to remove your pain after a while because you're struggling. If you just hang on in there, because the race is not given to the one who won the fashion, but the race is given to those who will endure to the end. Or are we going to be the enduring people trusting in God, that God is going to bring the increase?
Amen.
It's about the endurance. Hallelujah. Whatever I put on you, you got to know it's not too much. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But what did he say about it? For my yoke is easier than my what? What I put on you, it's light. In comparison to what the devil, don't you feel better now living for God than you did living for the devil?
Amen.
You didn't know whether you're going to wake up at night? Some nights, amen. Praise God, amen. Some nights you found yourself, like one lady said, I woke up in the bed with somebody I didn't know I was with. Amen. Wow, I've done the same thing, so I can't talk. Hallelujah. Look over there that next morning. Oh, Jesus. That ain't no lie. That's what I said. Amen. I thought I was living the life. I thought that was life was all about. Partying, drinking, women, sex. Some drugs, amen. Or you said not much, but some drugs, amen. I thought that's what life was about.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was living the life. I was trying to keep up with everybody else. I wanted to do what everybody else did.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And that's normal with the problem with us. We always want to do what everybody else did.
Mm-hmm.
But you weren't created that way. He didn't create you for that. He created you to do his will, not your will.
Mm-hmm.
But because you don't want to do his will because we want to do what everybody else did.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I want to be just like Susie. I want to be like whoever, amen. Johnny, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go where they go. I want to act like they act. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't created for that purpose.
Amen.
I know it might be hard not to do it sometimes, amen.
Mm-hmm.
It's because you want to fit in. Most of us want to fit in. There's nobody that wants to be out of place. Mm-hmm. Does anybody don't like, don't you want to fit in? You like the city? You know? And you like the city?
I used to like the city.
You like the city?
No, I like
the city. You like the city now? You like the city? Since God didn't want you to fit in with everybody. That's why he made you different. He made you to be different from everybody else, amen. And the reason he made you different from everybody else is because he called you with a different purpose. Your purpose was to be like everybody else. Your purpose wasn't to do everything everybody else did. Your main purpose was to glorify God, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to do his bidding and not yours. And God said, when you do what I want you to do, I'm going to take care of you.
That's right, amen.
I thank God, amen.
Amen.
You know, a lot of things I do, amen. Ain't bragging or nothing about it. But a lot of little things I do, amen. God always make a return, amen.
Amen.
And the reason I do them because what I trust God. I mean that whatever I do, God is going to reward me for it, amen. He said in his words, he would reward me because he's God. Because whatever he said, it has to come to pass because he can't lie.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And if I know he can't lie, I can hold him to his word. Remember what you said, Lord.
Yeah.
Because what? You said you were God. Read on. Read the rest of that. This is good here. So he can brag on himself quite.
With pardon and ready, buried. From the east,
uh-huh.
A man that executed my counsel from above.
A man that executed my counsel. To execute God's counsel means I execute God's will.
Mm-hmm.
That's God's counsel. God's counsel is his word. And he counseled us with his word, amen. And that's what he said. He executes his counsel. That means whatever he has spoken to you, he brings that to pass because he's God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I might tell you something, but I can't do it, you know. I ain't God. We know. You just read when I teach.
No, I mean,
go ahead, read.
That's what I mean.
Go ahead. I mean, that's what you're supposed to be. Read.
That's what I mean, I think.
Read.
Mr. Page.
Read.
Yea, I have spoken it, and I will also bring it to pass.
Amen.
I have purposed it, I will also do it.
So what does it say? For I have spoken it, and yet what I have spoken, what? I would also do it. Amen. So my confidence is supposed to be in the doing of God. Not on myself that I could bring anything to pass, but I believe that he's able because he's God. Huh? My faith has got to be in the word of God because the word of God is his counsel, and whatever he speaks, amen, it comes to pass.
Mm-hmm.
But my faith has got to be in the word, amen.
Amen.
Huh? If God said he will deliver me in any given, in any situation, then if he has spoken that out of his mouth, my confidence and trust has got to be in that word because I don't have nothing else. What else do you have? Well, my word might not mean a hill of beans, amen. I try to keep my word, amen. Whenever I say something, I try to do it to the best of my ability, amen. Amen. And then anything you say, you should do it to the best of your ability, amen. Because your word should be what we call, your word should be your bond. What you have spoken and what's come out of your mouth, you should do it to the best of your ability. And so whatever goes out of God's mouth, amen, God will do it the best of his ability, amen. And God is not short of power, amen. Hallelujah. He's not short in ability, amen. Because what? Unto him that is able to do what? Abundant and above all that I can ask to see. That means God is able, amen, to do anything. But I got to be able to trust him to do it. So I can't get into fear. Why should my heart fear? Amen. When God is for me, who can be against me? Amen. Why should I be worried? Why should I have a troubled heart? Why should I have a troubled mind? And I know things don't come to pass sometimes the way you want them to come. They don't come as fast as you want them to come. Things don't happen as fast as you want it to. But say God said that there's time, God, I got a time for everything, amen. You got to be willing to wait on God's time, amen. Most of the time people leave God because they don't wait on God's time.
Amen.
We get in a hurry sometimes. When the Bible says, what, be anxious for nothing, amen. But everything by what? Prayer and supplication, amen. Making your request to be made known before him, amen. So I can't be too anxious. I can't be in a hurry, you know. We love to be in a hurry sometimes, amen. We always want everything microwaved, amen. Amen. We'll microwave dinners, amen. We microwave the peas. Don't microwave the chicken, or it don't taste. But we microwave. We want to microwave. Why is it that we do it that way? We want everything in a hurry. How does the scripture say? Wait on God and what? Be of good courage and what? He'll renew your strength. Amen. Praise God. He'll bring to pass what he has spoken to you, but you got to be willing to trust that. I know we're looking at ourselves right now. Amen. And you look at this old flesh. Amen. I'm looking at this old body. And it's been kind of wrinkled now, amen, old I get. Getting a few wrinkles now, you know, and all of that, you know. I already know. Amen. Getting closer to that day, amen. Praise God. That I'm going to take off this old body here, amen. I'm going to get a new body, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You hear what I'm saying? I'm going to get a new body. But you see, the reason I do what I do is because I believe what I believe, amen. See, the reason you are living the way you live now, or should be living the way you live it now, you're living that way because you believe something going to take place. You believe that something going to come to pass. But what do you believe? I believe I'm going to be changed. In a moment, in a twinkle of the eye, I'm going to be changed. I'm going to be caught up. This incorruption is going to put on, corruptible is going to put on incorruptible, amen. I'm going to be changed. So the reason I do what I do because I believe what I believe. You see, when we believe God and hold on to God, God works it out, but give him time. Amen. The job ain't came through yet, but give him time. Amen. Praise God. The money ain't came yet, but give it time. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. What you've been praying for, the prayer hasn't been answered right now, but give it time. See, God is a time to God. He knows the right time because, I mean, he already has a plan from what? The end to the beginning, and because he's already planned it, you know, it's just like a movie. You know, when somebody, you know, you was in the movie. Yeah, she was in the movie, amen. And then at a certain point in the movie, you're supposed to come in.
Mm-hmm.
And you're supposed to play that part in the time that you came in the movie. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And then at a certain time, they won't see you no more on the movie. You know how you watch those movies on TV back in the older days, you know, when the black guy came on, you know, he wasn't going to last about 4 seasons. They're going to kill him off, amen. They're going to let him go. Because what? He had finished his part. See, with God, whenever you finish your part, then it's your time to leave. See, this is why we can't fear death. Because you only came here to do a part. And when you finish your part, amen, it's time for you to leave. That is why Apostle Paul could say, well, I finished my course. I kept the faith, amen. Now that it's laid up for me, a crown of righteousness of which the Lord is going to give, amen. So he knew he had finished his part. It was time for him to leave because his part. And so you can't leave until you finish your part. You can't die until you finish your part. I got some other stuff to do. The devil can't kill me right now. I can't die right now. Somebody said, well, you saying that mighty? I said, yeah, I ain't finished my part yet. You see what I'm saying? I haven't finished my part. So he can't take me. No matter how wrinkled I get, I still got a part to finish. Mm-hmm. Look at the word still I got for you. You got something to finish, amen. Mm-hmm. And because he said it out of his mouth, he has to bring it to pass. Read it to the page.
Talking unto me, ye stout-hearted, that are far from righteousness.
He said, you that is stout-hearted. He's talking about the people who won't receive Jesus. They're stout-hearted, amen. They're rebellious people, amen. Mm-hmm. We was laughing yesterday as the brother was talking when he brought up, he said, y'all stop talking to dead people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and that caught me. I had to laugh about it. Stop talking to dead people. So what about dead people? He said, stop talking to your flesh. Your flesh is dead in Christ. But we're talking to it all the time. Rather than talking to God, amen, you're talking to a dead man. And you're always resurrecting the dead man, amen. What are you talking about? Stout-hearted people, they dead. People who rebelled against God and won't receive Jesus as their Savior, you're still dead, amen. Huh? And if you're dead under Christ, why do you keep resisting? Why do we keep resisting the Word of God? Why we won't believe? God said, why you don't believe what I said, amen? You're stout-hearted. You just stand up against me. When I tell you something, you'll find a way to resist what I just told you. You'll find a way not to believe it. You'll start coming up with some ideas of things of why something can't be when God said it is. Why do you rebel against me, God said? Why don't you give me your heart, God said? Why don't you put your life in my hand and trust me with it? Why don't you give me all of you, not just hold on to some of you. Give me all of you. God said, I don't just want part of you. I want all of you. Amen.
Amen.
And the reason that Jesus died so that not that he could just save you just from death, but he wanted to save you in life.
Mm-hmm.
See, too many times we always put the thing way back to get the blessing yonder and not realize, God, I want to bless you here now. My purpose was for you to be the example of blessings on the earth, amen. Abraham was my blessing in the earth. I created him for that reason. I told him, amen, he would be a blessing, amen. He would bless all nations, amen. And God said, even you can be a blessing to the nation if you just stop thinking, if we stop thinking small. I'm talking to myself, amen. Praise God. If you stop thinking small and start thinking kingdom, amen, and start thinking nation, you could be a blessing to the nation. He said, you'll be surprised how much I have put on the inside of you. You'd be surprised the things I let you go through and I allowed those things to be fixed for you. And the reason I allowed you to fix them within, fix them for you so that you could go fix somebody else. Hmm? See, the purpose that Jesus came and died for us, amen, And the reason he put on flesh, because he put on flesh one reason so he could die. Because if he had kept on the spiritual body, there would have been no blood in it, amen. So he had to put on the natural body so that he could bleed, so that he could shed some blood for us, so that we could be like him, amen. But the other reason that Jesus put on flesh, they say what? He was tempted yet, like as we are tempted yet without sin, amen. But what? He endured the same thing that we endured, amen, so that he would know how to help them that would believe.
Yes.
So if I realize that God has purpose in my life, I realize that the things that I go through, he allowed me to go through so that I can help somebody else that's going through the same thing. Mm-hmm. See, that purpose, is that purpose? Mm-hmm. So if you ask yourself, well, why am I going through this? So now you can be at peace while you're going through, amen. And the reason you can be at peace because now I know why. See, it's more easy to go through something, amen, when you know the reason for it or the purpose behind it than it is not knowing. You're more willing to endure things because you know the reason behind it, amen. You can stop being stout-hearted. Go on through that, amen. I got you. I got your back, amen. Hallelujah. I'm with you, amen, this. Because if you and I and God together, that God said, we are God's husband, man. We are God's labor. And we labor together with God. And because we labor with God, then whatever you're doing, God is doing that with you. He said, so go on through it and learn how so that you can help somebody else, amen. There's a lot of things I haven't experienced. I can't help you in a lot of areas. I don't know why, amen. I know everybody will say, well, I've been doing this before. I can't say a lot of that, amen. Amen. I ain't said I'd be right all my life, but amen. But there's some areas I just can't help you in, amen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah.
I ain't never been home to say, amen. I can't help nobody in that area. I can't tell you nothing about home. I don't know how to go out and get no house, amen. I don't know what Section 8 is right now. I've just heard about it. My family ain't ever been, none of my family ever been on nothing like that. We were told though, you know, but God made a way. We always had what? Food, clothes, and shelter. Hey, always had food. We had food when we didn't have nothing to eat. I mean, when they had nothing to put on. We had food. So realize that God allowed you. See, you might think it was a bad thing. Well, you know, my mom allowed me to go through this. You know, I went through that. Hey, you made it, didn't you? Did you want to do that? But for now you know what it feels like. So you can have sympathy on somebody else. Amen. You can have pity on somebody else that has been through the same thing. Well, I might not be able to have as much pity as you have because I haven't experienced it.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
So how does God say it when he does something? He'll turn it around and cause it to work together for your good. Amen. If I would take my experience that I've been through and turn it around, amen, and let God, let that thing that I endured, let the thing that I went through, if I allow that thing to be turned around, God said, I caused that thing you went through to promote you. Mm-hmm. I caused that thing to raise you up, amen. Mm-hmm. Huh? Mm-hmm. Do you realize that what Joseph went through and all of his struggles, he said, that caused him to be promoted? Do you realize what Daniel and the rest of them went through? That gave them a promotion because of the experience that they went through? We don't want them to go through that. We don't want to have no problem. We don't want to suffer nothing. Everybody want everything to be handed down all the time. Me too. Amen. Hallelujah. But I'm learning more how to trust God. I'm learning how not to worry about things like I used to, amen. I'm learning not how to let things get me down. Now, the things that do get me down now, because they say, hope deferred makes a heart sick. That means that God, when I'm praying about something that ain't come yet, I kind of get sick a little bit, amen. Not that I ain't worried, but I know he's going to do it, but when he going to do it? And my thing is, when, you know what I mean. I know I got to have patience to wait on God to do it, but I know it's going to happen, amen. But what keeps me going? Faith in God. What keeps me coming here every Sunday? Everybody else would have threw up the towel, gave up. I ain't giving up. If ain't nobody coming but me and Beck, we're going to be here. Did you get what I'm trying to say? Because what? Who else can I depend on? You know, even when you ask people, hey, come on, brother, will you come on and help me get this thing ready and stuff? Now, you was there for the illness, and they turned it back on. Well, sister, when you needed help, I was there for you. Will you come and help me raise this up? Now we're going somewhere that ain't nobody here named Freddie. How many know what this means?
Amen.
Huh? I'm going somewhere where ain't nobody getting help from me. When they was home, when they asked him for something, they didn't give them that. When they needed something, they asked the other people, but guess where they at now? They're helping somebody that never did that before.
Amen.
You can't trust people, amen.
But God said, well, have I not said it? Have I not done it? Am I not God? Amen. Praise God. Is this not my purpose? Amen. Hallelujah. Because whatever I said in my word, I'm going to do it. But do you trust God to do it? I know that you're online today, you know. You're on Facebook and online today, amen. All of you online today. Amen. You've been going through, amen. You've been wanting to get out of that stuff that you're in. You've been wanting to get out of that mess, amen, that you're in. God wants to get you out of that mess. I don't care what it is, amen, what kind of trouble that you've gotten yourself into. I don't care if you've gotten into the homosexual. God can bring you out of that, amen. He can live a homosexual. Amen. Hallelujah. He can get you out of it. That's just the spirit you're dealing with. God is the spirit, but his spirit is greater than that spirit. And because his spirit is greater than that spirit, he can deliver you out of that spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. That spirit of poverty, God can bring you out of poverty. Amen. Come on. He can raise you up. Amen. Hallelujah. He'll do it for you. Amen. And if you need to be saved, if you know you're lost, will you trust God to save you?
Amen.
If you know you die today, you're on your way to hell. Amen. Hallelujah. You don't have to go. Hell wasn't made for you. Hell was made for the devil and his angels and all of his friends who decided to go with him. Amen. A third of the angels came and left. They're going with him. Amen. Then maybe a third of the population might be going too.
Amen.
Because they became friends with him. And those that are friends of the world is the enemy of God. Is that right? So you can be saved today. The Bible said if you confess with your mouth, Romans 10 and 9 said, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Amen. Amen. I got to trust that word. Somebody said, well, you can't just confess that and that's what it is. Well, who said that? Did God say that or not? Thou shalt be saved. It shall mean that it will be, right? So who do you say that can be? We got some enemies out here, amen. We got enemies of the cross. We got enemies of the word of God. That stand, even though the word is spoken to you, you say that ain't what it means. Hallelujah. Now the Bible does say we need to what? Repent. Every one of you will be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the hope that you should receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You need to do that, amen. But most of the time, it just start off with a confession. A confession will cause you to go in that direction. Because if you don't have no direction in which to travel, you don't know where you're going. But when you make your confession, that's what you believe. Then your mind and your thoughts will go in the direction to believe what you just have said. And then when you start believing what you just said, you can receive what came from your mouth because what he said, death and life is in the power of the tongue. Is that you today? Online or wherever you are. Come on, put your trust in God. What his word is going forth out of his mouth. And what he has said, he's sure to do. Can we trust God today? How many of y'all trust God today?
Amen.
Amen. Come on, give God a hand if you trust him. Amen. He said, if you praise me, if you praise me, well, I'll open up the heavens for you, amen. If you praise me, amen.
Yes.
If you praise me, I'll be in the midst of it. God dwells in the midst of praise. So if that's you online, I thank y'all for being online today. And I appreciate it if you just trust God. And then if you enjoy anything that has been said, share it for us, amen, and put the like button, share it for us, amen, that others might hear it, amen. And I thank all of y'all who have been doing that, amen. We can spread out. It's gone pretty good now, for me, anyway. It's going to spread out pretty good now. It's just, well, the Prevost's been doing that, amen. And y'all pray much for the, I want to call the Barnett family, and then I call it a Monday family. Sister Monday died in Kentucky there. And y'all pray for that family, amen. And lift them family up in prayer. They're protected pretty hard. Amen. And so God bless y'all. Oh, if you'd like to donate anything, you can send it to carechurchinc@gmail.com. You can send it at PayPal or Zelle at carechurchinc@gmail.com. And I thank y'all for tuning in today. God bless y'all. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Anybody got anything they'd like to say today? Amen. Praise God. Are we going to trust God?
Yes, I want to thank God for the word today. You know, trust God to do what he's saying he's going to do. It might not sound like you want it, but he's saying he's on time. He's an awesome God. So, thank you very much.
She said, have faith in God. Amen. He's on time. And don't need a word about it. If you pray about it, and if God don't do nothing about it, ain't nothing you can do about it anyway. Is it? So why worry? Go ahead, brother. Amen. Let's say that we're going to be dismissed. Amen. Praise God. Anything you'd like to say, Miss?
Me?
Yes.
Thank God for being alive. Thank God for keeping me and my children. We're all safe and healthy. Thank God for my parents. Pray that God covers my mother.
Amen. Yeah, y'all just always remember, stop being afraid of everything. God, Psalms 34, I believe, said his angel, he put his angel around us to keep us in all of our ways. When you leave home and get into fear, pray that prayer, Psalms 34. And so that you don't have to be in no fear while you're driving, amen. Stop being afraid. Stop letting the devil attack you. Amen.
Amen.
You got the angels around you.
Yeah.
And God is with you. And if God is with you, who can be against you? Have you ever thought about that? If God is with me, who can be against me? And so why would I let the devil get me into fear? When God is with me, amen. I tell the devil where to go. I know he ain't put you there yet, devil, but you on your way. Amen. Have thought about it like that? Keep in memory of that all the time so that you don't be afraid, you know. Mm-hmm. And brother, whatever you is, young man, whatever it is that you decide you're going to do, amen, remember God is with you, amen. And that's why you can do it. If you put your mind, there ain't nothing you can't do. That you put your mind to. Make sure it's in the will of God, whatever you do. Make sure it's in the will of God, because a lot of times we try to accomplish things, especially at a young age, but we try to do things to get the money quick. You know, when you get quick money, you know. It's all right. We always say, I don't tell you not to be a, you know, rapper and stuff like that. But if you're going to rap, if you're going to rap, make sure you're rapping for Jesus. Huh? Because you get caught up in that other stuff, the devil will lead you in the wrong direction, the wrong path. And then all of a sudden, you become money-minded. And most of the people who become money-minded, they go after the money and they forget about God. Mm-hmm. But God says, you'll start off with a little, but he'll deal with you as much. you know, Christian rappers and singers are making this as much as the world people now, amen.
There's going to be more.
And so there's no need to go to the world to try to find anything. Make sure whatever you do is in God. And for you too. You can make it, young lady. Amen. And you can be number one in that gymnastic, amen. I know you're second place this time, but you'll be first place next time. You just got to ask Jesus to help you. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I'm just talking to y'all now. Amen. Ask Jesus to help y'all. And give you the ability to do it. He might show you some new tactics and new tricks. Amen. Amen. You might get. What's the name? The black girl.
Simone
Biles. You could become better than she is. Amen. Praise God. You just got to believe that. Amen. Yeah, she getting old now. Simone getting old. Somebody got to take her place. But my God can raise you up to take her place, amen. You see, you just got to have God on your mind. You can't go out there and think you can do everything. You can't go out and do what everybody else does. You can't go everywhere all the other people go. Amen? You all right with that? Yeah. Because there's a lot of places you can't go because of your godly child. A lot of things you can do. So you can't want to do what everybody else do. Y'all don't mind me talking to her, do you? You can't do what everybody else want to do because you're not doing it. Because a lot of times you want to get in competition with them and want to do what they do, and then at the end of their life is a mess. Most of everybody I saw that somebody was in competition with, you know, I want to do what they do. I want. And then when you look at them, they look back and say, oh, Lord, I'm glad I wasn't right here. See, it's not the beginning of the thing. It's always the end. I want my end to be better than my beginning. Amen?
Amen.
You all right with that? Amen. Come on, dismiss us, Sister Prevo. Come on, dismiss us. Or you got something you'd like to say? Huh? We'll give you a voice to hear now. You don't have to worry about it.
I thank the Lord for overcoming. I had anxiety.
Yeah, there's that.
Yes, I had anxiety. And I learned that anxiety comes from what you say. It comes from fear.
Mm-hmm.
Of not knowing. You know. Even when it comes to like speaking, mm-hmm. that was my biggest thing. When it comes to speaking,
mm-hmm.
that you got it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
you don't know that. You know.
Can't tell now.
You can't tell, but it's
jittery.
You know,
okay.
Well, I thank God for, you know,
helping.
Amen. You know, and having that knowledge that it comes from the spirit. You know what I'm saying? Help me.
Amen.
No, so I don't
have to. Amen.
So, what's unknown, God already knows.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So, I tell you
something. Amen. Hallelujah. Good, amen. How about you want to do anything you like to say, brother?
No.
You good? Okay, go ahead then. Dismiss us, sister. Amen. We're going to get out of here.
Well, we thank you. In your way, Father, we thank you for everybody in this room. Help me know and they know the purpose of God. Oh, Lord, Father, we have a special need to be a strength for us and to be a friend of this name.
Amen. Well, thank y'all. God bless y'all. I appreciate y'all. I thank y'all for jumping up today.
Line
know the law can help you to bear.
Come on, come on.